Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Any irresponsible parents would not voluntarily show up to do an interview with a local news station around here. They actually did. So, and they said, look, we're doing the best we can. But, and what bothered me so much about that interview too yesterday is when the father, Donald Bryant, said, well, at least I know he's in juvenile hall right now, and I know that where he'll be tonight.
It's a real sympathetic story with the parents. You know, a texter asked yesterday, where's the discipline? But it doesn't seem like the parents themselves had discipline when they were coming up. And based on their age and how they looked, they probably had this 11-year-old child when they were young as well. They were probably kids raising a kid, so they didn't have that cycle of discipline still within them.
Well, anyways, you know, they've just been charged with that, and I don't know if they're going to be forced to pay for the broken windows on the car.
They
probably don't have the money, or whatever was stolen from those cars. But and I mentioned yesterday, I'll tell you, my father, I would have had one choice, a backhand or a forehand. And I'm not telling these people they need to beat their child, but they need to instill the fear of in an 11-year-old, which I don't think is that difficult to do, to say, look, if you ever even think about doing something like this again, you're going to wish you hadn't.
I mean, but we also live in that world where people believe if you too hard on your child, they would take your child up. Like, they don't like that discipline. You know, spanking is bad. Don't ever put your hands.
Yeah, that's different from when we were kids.
Yeah. But it's a step in the right direction. Seems like the parents are trying to get some sort of help, even though they've been criminally charged. You know, it's a step in the right direction overall. And hopefully the arrest of these parents can probably lead to some information to figure out who the kid has been hanging out with, and we get the entire ring of people with the car thefts.
Yeah, Coleman. So, anyways, hopefully that they can get that kid's life turned around. I mean, he's 11 years old. But I don't care. I don't care what kind of financial situation you're in. I mean, an 11-year-old is still just an 11-year-old. And the last place in the world an 11-year-old should be is running around with a group of older kids breaking into cars. I mean, the kid was actually driving one of the cars, they said.
Wow.
And he crashed it, and he's 11.
Yeah, I seen the video footage. The dude was like 4'9". How did he even reach the pedals? It's crazy.
You know, and these older kids that got him involved with their group, they should think about that if they're stealing cars. Really? You want an 11-year-old? Not only with you breaking into the cars, but you want him driving a stolen car? So think about that. Not just breaking into cars, but stealing cars too, and the 11-year-old was driving. Boy, oh boy! So, anyways, that's why the guy that came in here yesterday was the engineer was so upset. He was, I can't believe an 11-year-old. Where in God's name are the parents? What are they doing?
First person of color I ever saw turn red with anger.
Yeah. Here on Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. So I'm sure you're aware that we have some of the, and in some instances, we have the most expensive auto insurance in the whole country right here in the New Orleans metropolitan region.
I can believe that.
And if you wonder why is it? Why do we pay more for auto insurance than people in places like New York City, San Francisco, Florida? Why do we pay more money for our auto insurance here in the New Orleans metropolitan region than all the other places in the United States of America? There's a few reasons. Flooding is one. and we flood here because we're below sea level. The condition of our streets are horrible around here. There's a lot of auto break-ins. And we just were telling you about the 11-year-old boy and his buddies. There are a few reasons. Another reason, lawyers.
Lawyers?
Lawyers, when you drive down the road, you see billboards for lawyers. And, and that has something to do, a little bit to do with it. There's a lot of lawsuits. Because of all the billboards you see for lawyers, we have a lot of lawsuits around here.
That's interesting.
There are several reasons why, and I just gave you a few, why we pay more for auto insurance around here than people in the rest of the United States of America. There's something else, though, that I just noticed.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Did you know that deployed service members who come home after being on the battlefield are military men and women? There are some auto insurance companies, I know Geico is one of them, that charges them more money when they come home from being deployed. It's because, you know, they had a decent price and they were paying their auto insurance and then they get deployed. And when they're deployed, they miss their payments. And if you miss payments, your rates are going to go up. They're going to go higher.
Okay.
And around here in Louisiana, people are calling that the Patriot penalty.
See, I would assume that if you know you're being deployed, you would sort of have a, I thought there was a direct, I'm not in the military, so I don't know, but I assume that when people are deployed or they're stationed out of the country, that they would have some sort of direct deposit thing going on where they still can connect to their bank account. And I'm quite sure they're still getting paid while they're on the battlefield, so why couldn't the insurance be taken out of their bank account monthly, just like a direct, any kind of sort of direct deposit deal going on?
Well, for whatever reason, you would think, you know, before a serviceman is deployed, that they would let their insurance company know, look, you're not going to be getting a payment from me. I'm not going to be driving my car because I'm going to be, oh, I don't know, in Afghanistan, or I'm going to be someplace deployed and I'll be gone for a year, maybe 2 years, but I'll be back and I'll still be a customer with you when I come back. But when they come back, they have higher rates. And I mean, it's a good chunk of money too. And so here in Louisiana, I just noticed this. Lawmakers hope to wipe out the Patriot penalty.
Yeah.
In the upcoming legislative session, which is going to start next month in March. So I hope they can get that taken care of, because what a crappy reason for your auto insurance to go up. I mean, we already know we have, the highest rates in the country, and there are plenty of reasons why our people who aren't deployed, our rates go up, But your rates should never, ever, ever go up just because you were deployed and you missed some payments because of that deployment.
For that reason, yes. But let's say the soldier is a combat veteran, has seen action. Is a case to be made that when they do come back and they try to drive on the street, they may have some PS, the post, you know, the
traumatic stress disorder.
Yeah, sure. And a red light or something flashing can distract them and give them battlefield flashbacks, and they veer off into something. So that's an argument to be made. But as far as just not paying your car insurance and your rates go up, yeah, that's a crock.
Look, any soldier who is deployed and comes back and sees that their auto insurance is a nice chunk of money higher than it was before their deployment, that is wrong on every level, every level. And hopefully the lawmakers here in this state will be able to wipe out the Patriot penalty in the upcoming legislative session. Coming up on the show, would you spend Valentine's night in a funeral home? I'm going to tell you about a big party locally here at a funeral home tonight for Valentine's night. I don't know if she's going to think that that's so romantic, but we'll explain coming up next. Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. This is an interesting idea if you're looking for something to do tonight for Valentine's Day. There's a funeral home who's hosting a special Valentine's Day date night tonight. It's in Metairie. And it's called the Tharp Sothenheimer Funeral Home, and it's right on North Causeway Boulevard. And they're having a special Valentine's Day date night tonight. They're hosting a free showing of the movie Sleepless in Seattle. And then they're going to have complimentary popcorn, candy, and drinks. I don't know what state your relationship is in. And I don't know if this is a good idea or not. I just thought it was interesting to bring up on the radio show.
They missed an awesome opportunity. They're at a funeral home, but they're playing Sleepless in Seattle. They could have played that Christmas movie by Tim Burton with the skeleton and all that, Jack. Because it's sort of like a funeral theme. It's like a death theme, but it's still romantic. Maybe one of the listeners know which one I'm talking about, but it's that animated movie with the big skull-head dude, Sully, I think his name is, and that could have been the movie that they played for Valentine's Day at a funeral home, but they're playing Sleepless in Seattle. What the hell?
Yeah, well, Sleepless in Seattle obviously is a very, very romantic movie.
But there's nothing about funerals in it. They could have went with the funeral theme.
The man, one of the managers over there at the funeral home on North Causeway, says, quote, romance is everywhere. Love is everywhere. And she went on to say, even though they deal with death, they also deal with love and all the life that happens beforehand, well, before death. Quote, we celebrate life and family history. We want to celebrate love and what it represents. This is a way we can reach out to the community and have them just get to know us. Now, if you want to get to know one of the local funeral parlors, tonight they're having a viewing of that romantic movie, Sleepless in Seattle, and they'll even take care of the popcorn, the candy, and the drinks.
Right, and then when everyone leaves, they just wave and say, and we'll see you very soon. Nightmare Before Christmas. Thanks, Heath. That's the movie they should have played. A Nightmare Before Christmas.
We enjoy when you text the show like that. And you could always text us at 260-9595.
That's something you can do. You can get to know the people at the funeral home and probably try out one of the coffins. You're a little tall guy. They might have one that's your size.
I'm a little tall guy?
Yeah, you're a frail tall guy. That's what I meant by that.
You mean I'm svelte?
Yeah.
I never heard that before, a little tall guy.
You never heard it like a big little dude or anything like that, never?
I've heard that.
Yeah.
But I never heard a little tall guy before. You just said that. So anyways, look, I'm just trying to, we're trying to help you out here on Valentine's Day.
Yeah, spice up your relationship a little.
And as you know, Valentine's Day, it's for the women. It's a woman's holiday, and you'd kind of be surprised to see a guy who's excited about Valentine's Day, or maybe if it's his first Valentine's Day with his woman, I could see him getting excited, because if he makes sure he does all the right things on this particular day, he should be having a good time tonight. So we're just throwing that out there. If you're looking for something to do and you don't want it to be so cliche, you know, candies and flowers and how about a funeral home? Spending Valentine's Day night at a funeral home. They're doing that at that place over there, the Tharp Sontenheimer Funeral Home on North Causeway Boulevard in Metairie. Looking for something to do. Hey, we're just throwing it out there. We're just trying to think out of the box, trying to make it a unique Valentine's Day here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So Colorado is one of the first states where marijuana became legal for recreational use. You could just go and buy weed and smoke it. And beginning this fall, Colorado State University will offer degrees in marijuana. Can you imagine that? You can get a college degree in marijuana at Colorado State University. That gives new meaning to the phrase higher education. Yeah. Coming up next, we look at today in history. Why today doesn't suck is what we call the segment. Hang out with us for that report. Suck is next on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. The classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. John Osterlund here with you. It's time for us to look at today in history. And we call the segment,
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
February 14th.
Why Today
Doesn't Suck.
It was today in 270 AD, St. Valentine was beheaded. Do you know why they cut off his head? Because he forgot Valentine's Day.
That sounds about right.
Yeah. February 14th.
Why today
doesn't suck.
It was today in 1929, the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. This happened in Chicago. Four men dressed as police officers enter gangster Bugs Moran's headquarters on North Clark Street in Chicago. They line seven of Bugs Moran's henchmen against the wall, and they shoot them to death. And that became known as the St. Valentine's Day Massacre. Now, Bugs Moran, he led the north side of Chicago's mobsters. And Al Capone led the south side of Chicago's monsters. And Al Capone wanted to take out Bugs Moran. What's interesting is, a couple of things are interesting about this. They didn't get Bugs Moran. They thought he walked in to that building, but he didn't. Al Capone had a few of his guys across the street. But Bugs Moran wasn't one of the guys that walked in to that building. And Al Capone was not even in Chicago that day. He was down on Star Island, where he owned a home in Miami.
Perfect alibi.
Yeah, he had the great alibi, like you said, Coleman.
I think the Valentine's Massacre is probably the most romantic thing that ever happened on today.
You're not a big Valentine's guy, Valentine's Day fan. But you know, back then in 1929. That obviously made the headline, the front page of all the newspapers in Chicago. See, back then in 1929, when seven people got shot in Chicago, it was newsworthy. Really not. That'll happen over the course of a few hours on Chicago's south side at some point today or tonight. February 14th.
Why today
doesn't suck.
It was today in 1986. Were you a fan of the television show Miami Vice?
Yeah, of course.
Speaking of Miami?
Yeah.
Well, today in 1986, Frank Zappa appeared on the television show Miami Vice, playing a crime boss named Mr. Frankie. Yeah, that was a cool show. And I'll tell you, that show... that show completely turned around Miami Beach, at least the south part of Miami Beach, the south side, known as South Beach.
And it gave a boost to Phil Collins.
Sure did. I mean, before Miami Vice, the TV show, you could stay in a hotel with a bunch of senior citizens on South Beach for about $35 a night. Not too shabby for being right on the ocean. But then once that show came, it made it look really cool, and it turned the entire South Beach around. The place went from being a despot for senior citizens just waiting to die to now look at Miami, look at South Beach.
Yeah, people trying to play Crockett and Tubbs on their weekends and stuff.
Yeah, it's out of control down there. It really is. Place I used to live. And finally, February 14th.
Why today doesn't suck.
Pretty cool movie opened today in 1992. The movie Wayne's World. And think about Mike Myers, who created not only Wayne and Garth from Wayne's World. I mean, then he created Austin Powers as well. Those are two pretty incredible characters just to create out of nothing.
Yeah, it started as an SNL skit, right? Wayne's World, and it transpired into a whole movie. That
absolutely.
She's a bad.
We're not worthy.
Absolutely.
Yeah, go ahead.
I was going to say probably the most, if you think about it, successful Saturday Night Live skit to become a major motion picture.
Maybe, because there was still the Coneheads. There was, what else they had at the Saturday Night Live? Blues Brothers, things like that. So,
Blues Brothers, it would go hand in hand with the Blues Brothers, without a doubt. And that's our segment that we call
Why Today Doesn't Suck.
Here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7. New Orleans' only classic rock. So, the most expensive house in America just sold yesterday. Or a couple of days ago. Did you see what that was, where it was, and how much it was?
$1 million.
Just a little bit more than that. The buyer, the richest man in the world.
Naturally.
Amazon hotshot, Jeff Bezos. The CEO of Amazon just plunked down $165 million.
Cha-ching!
To buy the most expensive home in the United States of America. It's in Beverly Hills, California. And he bought it from record mogul David Geffen. And what's interesting is David Geffen made a few bucks on this transaction. Because David Geffen purchased the house back in 1990 for $47.5 million.
All right.
Now, at the time, in 1990, that was the highest price ever paid for a house in the United States of America. So look at where we've come financially as a country. Where in 1990, $47.5 million was the most money anyone ever spent on a piece of property. Now, fast forward 30 years. And that number looks minuscule compared to what Jeff Bezos just paid for that same piece of property, $165 million.
I wonder if they had to adjust for inflation with that price, or did the record mogul add some renovations to it that upped the property value of it?
No, I'm sure David Geffen made sure that everything was perfect in there, and that he added a few things, but no, the reason why, inflation.
Okay.
Is the reason why. It shows you how great the United States of America has done as a country in the last 30 years.
The only thing about it, I saw in the topical view of that mansion, it's too close to other people. If I'm spending that much money on a space or a house. I want it in the middle of nowhere, Arizona. You can still see other people's houses on a topical view of the shot.
But it wouldn't be worth that much money if it was in the middle of nowhere, Arizona.
It'd be worth the peace and quiet.
And they say that didn't even put a dent in Jeff Bezos's bank account. That didn't even, can you imagine being able to pay $165 million for a piece of property? And you're so rich that you don't even begin to feel it financially.
Dude, Jeff Bezos makes a multi-million per minute. He probably made that back within 3 days, that money. That same money that he spent in 3 days' time, probably less than that, he made that money right back.
Yeah, that's something. And he went over the last couple of months, and that's not the only piece of property he bought. He spent piles of money in New York City and a few other places as well. I guess he just was in the mood to buy some real estate over the last couple of months, and he just decided to buy some of the most expensive real estate ever.
Meanwhile, there was a guy last week who took his chick out on a date, but he had to wait until 2 a.m. when his direct deposit hit so he could pay for the check. So he had to stall that date up until his direct deposit hit in his bank account so they can leave.
Well, this country has all different kinds of people and all different kinds of financial shape. So how about that? And again, Jeff Bezos, he just got divorced. And in the divorce settlement, his wife became one of the richest Americans on earth.
No, that wasn't a suspicious plot at all.
So,
happy Valentine's Day, Jeff.
Yeah, I've been trying to become Facebook friends with her, Jeff Bezos' ex. I've been trying to, but for whatever reason, I'm having a tough time. Hey, coming up on the show, could you imagine mistakenly robbing a bank? We're gonna explain this coming up next here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlund here with you. If you think you've had some bad dates as we sit here on Valentine's Day, and especially bad first dates, could you imagine unknowingly being a part of a bank robbery?
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On your first date, this woman up in Massachusetts met this man on a dating app. His name is Christopher Castillo. She picked him up in her car. That should have been the first bad sign, right? Or are we now getting to the... And this all happened at the end of 2016. This was in December of 2016. The fact that she picked him up and she was the one driving, is that a bad sign? Or is that a sign saying, hey, the genders are equal?
I'm going to go with the latter. So it's a sign of empowerment.
She picks him up. And they live in Massachusetts. Well, actually, she lived in Massachusetts. He lived in Rhode Island. But they met on a dating app. She picks him up in Rhode Island, and they're heading back over the Massachusetts state line when he tells her to pull into a bank. She pulls into a bank. He says, I'll be right back. This is their first date. He gets out of the passenger seat. He goes into the bank. He's in there a couple minutes, and all of a sudden, he comes running out. He hops into the car, and he said, bleeping go. He robbed the bank. And the cops were soon on to them. And the cops caught them. And they arrested Christopher Castillo. And the woman, who was innocent, didn't do anything wrong, this was her first date, remains unnamed because she doesn't want to be embarrassed in front of the whole world, said, I guess I just picked the wrong guy.
Yeah, she swiped right on a lefty.
Yeah, isn't that something? So if you ever thought you knew someone who had a bad date, or you had a bad date, especially a first date, you never unknowingly were part of a bank robbery.
And you don't have to be lonely at robbersonly.com.
Yeah, happy Valentine's Day here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans only classic rock. It's the John Osterlund Morning Show. And we mentioned on the show how Coleman lives over on the West Bank. And he lives in between two towns that he has a big problem with because they each have their own police force. And he says they're just out to get his and your money. Coleman lives in Marrero, and obviously on one side of him, he's got Gretna, and on the other side of him, he's got Westwego. Now, both Gretna and Westwego, they've got their own police force, and so you know, they write lots of tickets.
They have to meet their quota every month.
You know, people are convinced about that, although they will deny that.
No,
what you just said?
Yesterday, I was going to Westwego on the West Bank Expressway, and on the way, there's a Brothers Chicken, there's a gas station, there's also a Shell station, and then there's another Quick and Carry gas station. When I was going down the West Bank Expressway in Westwego, all three of those gas stations had a Westwego police officer writing somebody a ticket for something. Like, I saw three different individual squad cars pulling somebody over, writing them the ticket within a two-minute span of me going down the West Bank. I should have took a picture of it just to prove my point. They are trying to meet a quota.
Are you pretty much convinced the majority of the work that the Gretna police and the Westwego police do is just write speeding tickets?
For Westwego, yes. Gretna, they do other things. You know, the courthouse is in Gretna, but they're not as prominent as Westwego, but Westwego, definitely.
So if you're so in your mind, Westwego cops, their main goal in life, when they get up every morning and they put their boots on and they put their police uniforms and police hats on, it's to write as many speeding tickets as they possibly can.
Well, their main goal is to pay their bills, but in order to do that, they have to meet their quota. That's how they get their money, their revenue. It's like Westwego's like the size of a soccer field, and there's 30,000 speed cameras on River Road, La Palco, and the West Bank Expressway.
And you feel trapped being in Marrero, in between these two places.
Sort of, yes.
Well, I just wanted to bring this up. I brought that up because Gretna is doing something pretty cool.
Okay.
They're renaming a street after Nancy Parker, the newswoman who was on Fox 8, and a few months ago she was killed in the plane crash here. The city of Gretna will unveil a new street sign on Monday in memory of former Fox 8 news anchor Nancy Parker. And the name of the street is going to be Nancy Parker Boyd Memorial Way. And it will be placed at the corner of Michelle Court and Marlene Drive. And that's over near Timberland Golf Course.
Right, Timberland Estates.
Yeah. The mayor of Gretna, Belinda Constant, said, quote, Nancy Parker was my friend, and I can assure you it wasn't her profession that made her special. She was a bright and shining light, a genuine person who would give from her heart and give from her soul. I am a better person for having known her. And now, I believe they lived over there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, be immortalized.
That is all well and good, and I'm all for it, but let's see how long Gretna decides to put a speed trap on the corner of that street.
How many speeding tickets are going to be given out on Nancy Parker Boyd Memorial Way? That's the big question. See, I thought that was a good story. And she was one of those women who you never heard anyone say anything negative about her. Anytime her name came up in any circle, everyone always smiled and said, what a great woman. So I thought that's pretty cool. Hey, coming up next, did you hear what the Houston Astros said yesterday? Spring training is starting, and all they did was say, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry, I'm sorry for cheating in the 2017 season. But there's no transparency there. It wasn't just 2017 they were cheating. They cheated last year. They cheated in 2018. I'm going to explain coming up next on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning. It's the John Osterlin Morning Show. So spring training is getting underway now as baseball, the longest season of all the American professional sports, gets ready to get going. And yesterday, the Houston Astros had their apology day where the owner of their team, Jim Crane, and their best players, Jose Altuve and Alex Bregman, who, by the way, went to LSU, was a star player for LSU, is a great Major League Baseball player, but he'll forever now be known as a cheater. It doesn't matter what Alex Bregman or Jose Altuve do. They will always be known as cheaters. The biggest scandal in Major League Baseball since the steroid scandal, the performance-enhancing drug scandal, going back to the 2017 season when the Astros won the World Series, we all know now that they not only stole signs, but they used technology to steal signs. They set up a camera in center field. They had a monitor right next to their dugout. And when they saw the catcher's signs, they would bang a garbage can to let the batter know that an off-speed pitch is coming here. And, you know, people have gone and looked back now, and not just the 2017 season, but last year, 2018 as well. The Houston Astros have been cheating, have been doing this now for several years.
They invested more than that. They had technology that they were wearing on their person as well, like wires and batteries and
Coleman,
gadgets.
that's another accusation that some players might have been wearing electronic buzzers underneath their jerseys to let them know what pitch is coming. And look, in Major League Baseball, if a batter knows what pitch is coming, it's going to make his job a whole hell of a lot easier. And so yesterday, they're getting their spring training going. They decided to apologize. Here is a little bit of their apologies. I know we have Jose Altuve and we have the LSU stud Alex Bregman apologizing.
The whole Astros organization and the team feel bad about what happened in 2017. We especially feel remorse for the impact in our fans and the game of baseball.
I am really sorry about the choices that were made by my team, by the organization, and by me.
And then the owner, Jim Crane, had the audacity to say that, in his opinion, the stealing signs via camera and using a monitor and then banging on the garbage cans to tell the players, the batters, which pitch was coming, the electronic buzzers underneath the jersey, he said it didn't impact the game. How could he say that? And if you go back and you look at how the Astros hitters hit at home during their playoff series compared to how they hit on the road in visitors' parks where they weren't able to use the high-tech cheating, their averages and their offensive statistics were much better at home than they were on the road. So it was pretty obvious that it did impact the game.
That comment was stupid. If it didn't impact the game, you wouldn't invest so much money and technology in it. You wouldn't come up with the elaborate scheme of banging on it. If it didn't impact the game, you wouldn't bang on trash cans. You wouldn't waste the effort doing something that doesn't impact the game.
And if it didn't impact the game, why did you have an apology day yesterday? What are you apologizing for? Okay, we got caught using this technology to steal signs and cheat, but it didn't affect the game. Well, no, it did. Your World Series, Houston Astros, your one World Series victory will always be tainted.
Do you know why I take a personal satisfaction into this? I know this is a horrible story, and it jeopardizes the integrity of the game, and it puts a bad asterisk on baseball and cheating and all that. But back in 2015, I worked in a radio station up in Slidell, and that's when the Astros were really hot, and I had to work the soundboard for the Astros games. The thing is, it works on innings. There's no time clock. And the thing is, I cannot leave the board until the game is over because I'm not sure when they're going to go to the break. So I had to make the whole time, and they would stretch the game to like 13 innings, 14 innings, and the whole time I'm jumping on the run, I'm trying to hold it, I'm squeezing my legs.
Got to go to the bathroom.
Yeah, and every here, Jose Altuve's up the bat again. I'm like, oh, so my bladder was just killing me. So this makes me feel relieved.
But what they did yesterday, I think they owe a lot more to the people. You can't just say you're sorry. We need full transparency. Because, again, all they were saying was, we're sorry what happened during the 2017 season. We know they cheated in 2018 as well. We know they cheated last year in 2019 as well. But they're not talking about that. And then the whole electronic buzzer situation, they're not admitting to that yet. Although, when you watched Jose Altuve hit a game-winning home run, and he's keeping all of the players who want to just jump on him and tear his jersey off because they just won a huge game. And he was telling the players, don't tear my jersey off, don't tear my jersey off. His excuse was, oh, my wife doesn't want you to tear my jersey off. What kind of an excuse is that? No, he didn't want his jersey torn off because he had an electronic buzzer underneath his jersey that was telling him which pitches were coming. So I what they did yesterday was a bunch of crap. They need to give us full transparency. And it's just sad because Alex Bregman, he at one time made LSU and all LSU fans so proud. Now he's a disgrace. The first thing you're going to think of anytime you think of Alex Bregman is cheating. And I just wonder this once the season starts, because the rest of Major League Baseball, Coleman, is so pissed about this. How many pitchers are going to be throwing 95-mile-an-hour fastballs right at Alex Bregman and right at Jose Altuve?
Bing.
Boy, this is going to be something. So I didn't like what they did yesterday. They stopped short.
So they still get to play next season after all this?
Oh, they get to play. Okay. Yeah, the manager lost his job. The general manager lost his job. And then a couple of other guys who were the Boston Red Sox manager lost his job because he was the bench coach and one of the ringleaders of the high-tech cheating scandal. He lost his job. And then one of the players from 2017 Astros team, he was going to be the manager of the Mets this year. They hired him, but then they fired him before he managed one game because he was one of the ringleaders, Carlos Beltran. I didn't think they went far enough. We need full transparency. We need to know everything, and they still haven't told us that. Again, this is an immense scandal for Major League Baseball. Coming up on the show, I'll tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. So do you play golf at all? I used to play a lot more than I have recently, although I gotta start playing again. I love playing the game. But I didn't know this. Playing golf could help senior citizens live longer, according to a new study. That's funny because when I play, sometimes I get so mad I feel like I'm just gonna drop right there on the course. But playing golf once a month can lower the risk of death among older adults, according to some new research. The American Heart Association says the sport is played by about 24 million people. A few rounds can offer lots of health benefits, like reducing stress and regular exercise.
Yeah, I get the exercise part because you have to swing and hit the tee and birdies and all that, but the stress, man, it's, golf seems stressful for those who are really, really into it.
This study consisted of 5,900 participants, all right? And their average age is 72. That's even par on many golf courses, 72. Out of those 5,900 participants, 384 of them regularly played golf. During the follow-up, researchers found that there was no difference in the rates of heart attacks or strokes. And I'm not talking about golf strokes. I'm talking about the health condition, a stroke. There was no difference in the rates of heart attacks or strokes between regular golfers and non-golfers. However, when the death rate was compared, golfers had a 9% lower death rate. Quote, regular exercise, exposure to a less polluted environment, and social...
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Interactions provided by golf are all positive for our health, said Dr. Adnan Quirish. He was the lead author and executive director of... And he's a professor of neurology as well. And so...
They missed the vital part, is looking forward to something as well that also helps with longevity. Like, if you're playing golf once a month and you know it, it's something you look forward to, so that gives you more an incentive to get up, like, you know, to be active in your life, because there's something to look forward to.
So if you're getting older, or you know people that are getting older and they want a little bit better chance to live a longer life, tell them to start playing golf at least once a week.
Maybe. Or pickleball.
Pickleball, that's a new sport. We have to find out about that.
One of the guys we work with wants us to figure out what this pickleball thing is and talk about it.
We're looking into pickleball as well. Coming up next on the show, I'll tell you the dumbest thing I read all week here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Good morning, John Osterlin here with you. And since it's, well, just past 8:35, this is the time of our show. Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, where I tell you the dumbest thing I read all morning. And on Friday, I tell you, here's the dumbest thing I read all week. Hey, and it happened in Florida.
Of course.
Shocker. Florida police make traffic stop and found a bag full of drugs, fittingly labeled, bag full of drugs. And I'm looking at the pictures the cops took. There's literally a bag, and it's a white sack, like a bank bag, like a bank teller bag, like you would put money in. It's that type of bag. And it says bag full of drugs on it. And inside of it, well, the bag didn't lie. A Florida traffic stop turned into a surprise narcotics bust after police found what looked to be a bag full of drugs in the car. And their biggest clue, it was a sack, a bag, a white bag, labeled bag full of drugs. A Florida Highway Patrol trooper made the stop after he observed the car going 25 miles an hour over the speed limit. You know, if you've got a bunch of drugs in a bag that says bag full of drugs, you shouldn't be going 25 miles an hour over the speed limit.
I'm starting to notice a pattern. For the last 2 weeks, every time we talked about a Florida story that ended bad, it all started with the same thing. It was a traffic stop. All of these stupid incidences could be avoided if the criminals would just follow the traffic laws.
Isn't that how most people get caught doing stuff?
Yes, that's exactly my point. If they would just learn how to drive
like idiots?
Yes.
Police found the narcotics. There were approximately 75 grams of methamphetamine. And there was cocaine in the car. There was fentanyl in the car. There was also a bunch of MDMA tablets in the car. And there was drug paraphernalia in the car. And so...
Nobody thought to say, yes, cop, that's a bag full of drugs, but it's pharmaceutical drugs. No need to search and look into it.
Well, the bag wasn't that big to write pharmaceutical drugs on there, especially the lettering was so big on the outside of the bag. It says in huge letters, bag full of drugs. So that wasn't very difficult police work. So, a guy getting arrested for having a bunch of drugs inside of a bag that said bag full of drugs. It was inside of his car when he got pulled over for speeding. That's the dumbest thing that I read all week.
What you just said is one of the most insanely idiotic things I have ever heard. Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it. I award you no points. And may God have mercy on your soul.
It's the John Osterlin Morning Show here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, New Orleans' only classic rock. Here in New Orleans, today at 3 o'clock in the afternoon is the deadline to pay your property taxes. Whether you own a home or a business here in Orleans Parish, you have until today. And you could drive right by City Hall, the idiot box, and they have the curbside drop-off location until 3 o'clock. So you could go right by City Hall, where the mayor of New Orleans works, where her office is, the same mayor who owes the IRS $95,000, going back now 8 out of the last 9 tax years.
Cha-ching!
And Mayor LaToya Cantrell said, yeah, we do have until 3 o'clock this afternoon to pay our property taxes here in the city of New Orleans. Again, if you own a home or a business in New Orleans, property taxes are due today.
I'm going to have to ask her to borrow those tax experts that she's using. Well, hell, it's a tax scandal.
Isn't that something? And yet in her situation... she told the press and she told the people that it's complicated.
Yeah, that's what we'll do then. We'll drive by the idiot box and we'll just write a letter and say, we are all in this together and slip it through the box.
Yeah, and just say, look, I don't have all of my taxes because it's complicated. What if we use the exact language she used to describe why her and her husband haven't paid their federal income taxes 8 out of the last 9 years and they owe the IRS $95,000.
But that's just fees and penalties, John. That's not the actual number.
Yeah, Coleman, that's what she says. So, boy, I wouldn't mind going by the idiot box today, City Hall, and hanging out by the curbside drop-off location.
That sounds not suspicious at all. Just drive on up, curb, drop it up by the curb. Your taxes are paid. Great job.
Yeah. I mean, look at that. They put that right in front of where the mayor's office is. And she still owes $95,000 in federal taxes. All right, coming up next, it's our commercial free ride. Hang out with us here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. Van Halen, Pink Floyd before that, and Bon Jovi before that. kicking off our commercial free ride. Have you seen the meme with John Bon Jovi on it? There's a picture of him, and it says, happy 61st birthday, Jamie Lee Curtis. Kind of see the resemblance here on Bayou 95.7. Bayou 95.7, the classic rock of New Orleans. In an interview with Apple Music, Justin Bieber said his new album was influenced by his marriage. He should be ashamed of himself blaming his wife. Our commercial free ride continues here on Bayou 95.7. And the Al Capone Mansion, I said Star Island, it's on Palm Island, which is right next to Star Island. There's a few islands there in Miami that are right next to each other. They're all huge mansions on those islands. They're all beautiful, too. Well, that's just about going to do it for our show this morning. Thank you for listening. We appreciate it. Ginty is coming up next. Ginty, he's got your music notes at noon. Have a great weekend. Happy Mardi Gras. We'll chat again Monday morning around 5:30 here on Bayou 95.7.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.